This is Dakota Datebook for October 23rd. The effort of North Dakota women to win the right to vote began in earnest in the late 19th century and continued to grow. Famed suffragettes like Susan B. Anthony arrived in the state to help organize the movement. British suffragettes also came to offer support and encouragement. In 1912, Sylvia Pankhurst spent time in North Dakota on a lecture tour. She spoke to large and enthusiastic crowds. When she came to Fargo, the newspaper called her one of the world's most notable women. When Sylvia's mother, Emmeline Pankhurst, arrived in the United States in the fall of 1913, she was immediately taken into custody by immigration officials who were concerned that her mere presence in the country would be disruptive. They feared her speeches would inspire civil disobedience. After her lawyer assured President Woodrow Wilson that she would not preach militants while in the country, she was released from custody. On this date in 1913, the Williston Graphic likened Pankhurst's appearances to a freak show. The newspaper warned North Dakotans that she had come to the U.S. with the sole purpose of grabbing off a small fortune of good American dollars. A later edition claimed Pankhurst was disturbed by low gate receipts, suggesting she was not overlooking the money end of the suffrage movement. When she left the country in December, the Bismarck newspaper pointed out that she was leaving with $20,000 in American money. Skeptics notwithstanding, North Dakota suffragists welcomed the British support. North Dakotans were in the thick of the fight. Elizabeth Preston Anderson of Tower City campaigned doggedly year after year for the passage of suffrage in the state. Dr. Cora Smith Eaton formed the Grand Forks Equal Suffrage Association in the 1880s. When the state legislature passed a measure defining voters as male persons in 1912, suffragists in Fargo formed the Votes for Women League. Beulah, Amadon, and Fargo participated in protests at the White House and were arrested in August of 1917. North Dakota voted in favor of the 19th Amendment on December 1, 1919. American women finally achieved the right to vote when the amendment was ratified on August 26, 1920. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.